Storm killed 18 people and many more were injured, mainly by falling trees.
Oh.
And it caused billions of dollars worth of damage. Millions of homes were left without power because trees had fallen on power lines. Transportation in the southern part of the country was severely disrupted because fallen trees had blocked the roads and railways. In total, about 15 million trees fell down that night, and the scene the next morning was complete chaos.
Oh.
It was the worst storm to hit the UK in living memory.
What happened to Michael Fish after that?
A lot of people blamed him for all the damage because he hadn't warned them about the storm. Worse still, he had said that there wasn't going to be a storm at all. Since then, he has tried several times to make excuses for his words, but deep down, nobody believes him. Michael Fish has gone down in history as the forecaster who failed to predict a hurricane. In fact, 25 years after the event, he appeared in the opening ceremony of the 2012 London Olympic Games, giving a repeat performance of his famous broadcast.
You can see a video of the original broadcast on YouTube as well, can't you, Simon?
Yes, that's right.
And now it's time for our weather broadcast. Let's hope we don't make the same mistake as Michael Fish. Simon Bennett, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Sylvia. So, a pretty bright start for most of us this morning. Temperatures already around the 60-degree mark.
File 8B, Listening.
Hello, and welcome to the show. On today's program, we're looking at famous media mistakes. Journalist Simon Bennett is here in the studio with me, and he's going to tell us about a rather memorable weather forecast. Good morning, Simon.
Hello, Sylvia.
Simon, tell us what happened.
Well, this happened back in October 1987. The forecaster of that particular weather broadcast was Michael Fish, a familiar face in most British households, because he'd been forecasting the weather for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
During the programme, Michael referred to a phone call a woman had made to the BBC. Apparently, the woman had asked if there was going to be a hurricane. Michael laughed and said, "If the lady is watching, don't worry, there isn't going to be a hurricane." And nobody thought anything more about it until later on that night.
That's right. There was a terrible storm, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. That night, a huge storm hit southern England. To be absolutely accurate, it wasn't actually a hurricane, because hurricanes have to form in tropical areas to be called by that name.
Uh-huh.
But there certainly was a terrible storm that night, with winds of up to 110 miles per hour. These wind speeds are typical of hurricanes, which is why there is some confusion about what to call the storm.
So, what kind of damage did it cause?
The storm.